Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula on YouTube, and I'm a Hornets fan. We're talking Hornets today on the podcast, of course. Before we get into today's episode, which we're going to get into NBA playoffs, the NBA awards, one major award still hanging out there. We'll get into that later. And then some trade rumors that I'm seeing online about the Hornets. I need to make it very clear. Anything I say on this podcast is all rumor and speculation. No inside sources to speak of. Maybe one day, when that day comes, I'll let y'all know. But we'll get into all that later. But for now, I want to say thank you again to Bet Online for sponsoring this podcast. It's June. It's heating up with a ton of sports action. Bet Online is where you can get involved with all of it, from basketball to hockey playoffs to baseball, including prop bets and futures. Bet Online has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50%, that's 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so we're deep in, I don't know if deep is fair. We're fully into the NBA playoffs. As I'm recording this, it's a Friday, June 11th, and the Jazz, 2-0 lead on the Clippers. The Suns, a 2-0 lead on the Nuggets. It's the Hawks and the Sixers are tied at one game. And the Nets and Bucks series almost went to 3. Could have been 3-0. The Nets are leading that series 2-1. Just to set the stage on it. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on those other teams, because those other teams aren't the Hornets. But I'm curious, like, I don't know, if you're a Hornets fan, is it bad to be kind of rooting for the Atlanta Hawks? In this mix, they seem to be definitively the underdog. And I love how much people hate Trae Young. I'm really digging it. It took a long time for me to come around on Trae Young. And I watched a supercut, a compilation of New York Knicks fans just cursing out Trae Young, saying all these horrible things about him. And watching and listening to that made me like him more. And obviously his play on the court is super fun. His shooting ability is top notch. Like it's off the charts. So I don't know. I may be alone on that one, but I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. And that his shooting ability can take over at any point, you know, and that put the Sixers on notice a little bit. They play tonight as I'm recording this, so it'll be very interesting to see how that goes and how that series goes, because that Sixers team is very good and very deep. And for Trae Young to be shooting the way he's been shooting against the Sixers is something to be admired, considering Ben Simmons is on that team and we all know how good he is defensively. But that's it. I guess, you know what, I'll give my thoughts on the rest of the bracket. The Nets and Bucks series is very close. I fully expect the Nets to take that one. No disrespect to Giannis and Milwaukee, but they don't have the firepower They don't have the firepower to match up against the Nets. The Nuggets and the Suns series is very interesting. I respect every single player on the Nuggets roster. That team is very good. I love the moves they made this year and in the offseason. Like, the team is very good. But it's hard not to root for Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Like, really has really come out of a shell. So that's an interesting series. I really doubt that's a sweep, but my pick to come out of that, I mean, it's pretty easy to do now because it's a 2-0 series lead. But I'm kind of happy the Suns are good again. It was a good period when that Steve Nash D'Antoni team was running. Like, that fan base is really fun as an outsider, and it's cool that team is good. And also, you know, Stan Kroenke in them. I don't all the way hate that the Nuggets are losing the series, but I think that becomes more competitive as it goes on. And the same story goes with the Jazz and the Clippers. There's no way a Kawhi-led team gets swept. So surely the Clippers will take a few games from this series, if not make a complete comeback. But that's out the way. We have some awards to talk about. Okay? I say some of the awards, because literally all the awards were given out except Rookie of the Year. And it's hard to not take that personally. I'm sitting here. The reason this podcast is coming out today, Friday, is because I was waiting all week for the LaMelo Rookie of the Year announcement. And I'm thinking, there's no way they do it on a Friday. There's no way they do it on a Friday, which means they will do it on a Friday, now that I said that out loud. So my reaction to that will be next week. Because that's just how it goes. I was sorry. NBA, Adam Silver. What? Oh, I couldn't believe they announced MVP before Rookie of the Year. Honestly, that's outrageous. It's actually outrageous. But let's talk about MVP. Because I think we got MVP, Coach of the Year. Was it Coach of the Year? And definitely Defensive Player of the Year. Because, like, Sixth Man, Most Improved, like Clarkson and Julius got their awards last year, or last week, excuse me. But the main ones, MVP. Finalists, Steph Curry, Embiid, Jokic. Jokic won it. Very well deserved. Very, very well deserved. He seems to be a great guy. And we see what he can do on the court. And I'm really digging what, I don't know whose call it was. Maybe it's a byproduct of the bubble last year. But the announcement videos, the teammates presenting teammates with awards, or coaching staffs presenting their players with awards. It's really cool to see. It's really cool to see. You just, you know, like a look into the locker room and the chemistry within these very good organizations. So salute to Jokic. First, second round pick ever to win it. Definitely the lowest drafted player to win the award. First Nuggets player ever to win the award. What do you have? 26-4, 10.8 rebounds, 8.3 assists, 1.3 steals, 0.7 blocks per game, while shooting 56.6% from the field. Mad. That guy is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I hate that he's on the Nuggets. I really wish he was in Charlotte. Maybe one day. Another award that was given out this week was, as the dog shakes in the background. Another award that was given out this week was Rudy Gobert's Defensive Player of the Year award. The finalists there were Draymond Green and Ben Simmons. And Gobert is a very interesting call. Not because he didn't deserve it, because he definitely deserved it. Third time he's won it, but it's kind of like a neat little bookend to what we all went through as NBA fans the past 12 plus months. You know, no secret, Gobert was the first NBA player to be announced to be tested positive for COVID and led to the shutdown of the league. And fast forward to 2021, where his team is the one seed in the West. his teammate, he had two teammates nominated for Sixth Man, which is awesome. And then he won his third Defensive Player of the Year award this year. It was really cool. And his whole team, him and the rest of the team, can win the title this year. So the narrative around Utah and the Jazz with their brand new owner, by the way, is really cool. Really cool. And he's been through a lot. The franchise has been through a lot. So congrats to him for holding it down. And it made for some pretty awkward television on TNT. We've heard what Shaq and has said about Rudy Gobert in the past. And Shaq was real quiet when Rudy was talking to the Inside the NBA guys. When, you know, congratulating, giving Rudy the opportunity to talk about the award and his team's success. But very cool. You for Utah, it's going to be tough for them to top what happened with the six-man race, where you had Ingles and Clarkson on camera at the same time, and then Ingles presented the award to Clarkson. It's hard to top that, but you know, Rudy entering the locker room and being greeted by the Defensive Player of the Year trophy sitting on his chair is pretty cool. And I was glad the cameras were there to capture that. And they went all out for him. The Utah folks gave him a neat little set. They built a whole set for him. For his TNT appearance. I respect it. I rate it. And then Thibodeau, Coach of the Year. Well-deserved. Very well-deserved. Apparently, he narrowly edged out Monty Williams with the Suns. The other finalist there was Quinn Snyder. I salute it. The Knicks definitely overachieved. They got it done. They got it done in a big way in the regular season. Some would argue. I've heard Knicks fans say they made that leap a year early, maybe 2 years early. And that's the credit to the coaching staff and the front office there to get it done. So salute, big salute. Hopefully next year, you know, no Hornets represented outside of Rookie of the Year in these awards. Maybe one day, but the main one, the last chance for the Hornets to win something this year, that won't be the lottery. We know that, being having like the 11th best odds or whatever. The last chance for the Hornets to win something this year before we get into next season is Rookie of the Year. Boy, oh boy, if another week goes by without that award being announced. And if we have to wait all this time for this award to be announced and LaMelo doesn't win it, bruh, I'm going to feel some type of way. But hey, what can you do? What can you do? Well, one thing I can do and will do is talk about Miles Turner. His name is being brought up a lot. Being brought up a lot when discussing improvements with this team. The Pacers organization is going through it a little bit. It's going through it a little bit with their front office and coaching staff. So I don't know if they're officially hitting the reset button, because they do have a lot of talent on that team. Caris LeVert, Sabonis, the Holidays. They have a lot of guys, a lot of really good players. That team is Jeremy Lamb. Like, there's some good players on that team. So I don't want to understate their ability, but I feel like we can take Miles Turner from them. If I feel like he's available, and the rumors on the websites out there seem to back that up. They seem to back that up. So the issue is, obviously, he's a perfect fit for the Hornets. The Hornets desperately need some rim protection, and Miles Turner is very good at that. The issue is to not overpay for him. And I say overpay, not literally, but in assets. The Hornets are very, very fortunate to have all of their first round picks and a surplus of second round picks to select from, to work with. If at any point they can pull the trigger, and dish out, flip any of those draft picks. Those are major assets that can be leveraged at any point. And I have no problem doing that if we're confident we're getting a superstar back, you know? I don't know if Miles Turner is the superstar that is worth a bunch of draft picks, but I think he is a very good player, an all-star caliber player, a defensive player of the year candidate at one point this year. that is worth sending some assets out for. So I'd refrain from messing with the draft picks unless we're talking heavily protected picks, which would make those picks less, you know, less attractive. But this guy led the NBA with 3.4 blocks per game this year. The second time in his career he's done that. There's a lot more to paint protection than literal block shots, but that is hard to ignore. Something I refuse to undersell, because we don't have anyone that can do that currently, or even like be in that conversation. Who knows? PJ Washington may develop into a legit rim protector, but I don't know if that's the best use of PJ Washington. Like, I think that's putting him. I think that's like a little bit of a round peg in a square hole type situation for PJ, because I think he's more valuable as a offensive weak side defender, front court player, because he has those abilities. We've seen those abilities. And I say PJ because his name is being mentioned a lot in a potential Miles Turner deal, and it wouldn't be enough. Definitely, like, I don't think it would be enough. I don't. Just from a talent, like a trade for trade talent perspective. And from a salary cap perspective, it'll have to include somebody. We're talking potentially Terry Rozier, I've seen. It'll be tough. Otherwise, we're going to be bringing in a lot of money back. And I think the Hornets will have cap space, but it'll complicate things with the first round pick we're getting, Malik Monk, Devontae Graham, and just filling out the roster. Beyond that, the little cap space we have, I think around $30 million, will be gone quickly. So I don't know if we can really afford to take on Turner's contract, which is a favorable contract. It's just a lot of money, which makes trades difficult. So I don't know if the Hornets can pull off a sign and trade with him, with Indiana, with Devontae or Malik. The path of least resistance is Terry Rozier, who's in the last year of his deal. He can be a free agent after this season. So not this summer, but next summer. And his contract matches up nicely with Miles Turner. And I think he's good enough where that could be a one-for-one deal. Talking with Pacers fans, shouts to Born Ready Jones. He was a guest on my YouTube channel before the play-in game that I don't ever want to talk about again. he talked about Sabonis and Turner, because obviously I've been eyeing Turner for a long time. He's a big guy. He's a legit center. He's not a guy that can play center. He is a center. And I think that's the main distinction as us fans talk about the future of this team, of this roster that we have and opportunities to get better. He's a legit center that can guard other centers, block shots, and hit the seldom three. I like that. Sign me up for that. If you tell me, hypothetical fake trade talk now, okay? Just between us, okay? I don't know if I'd be upset. I don't think I'd be upset with a Terry Rozier for Miles Turner trade straight up. I don't think I'd be upset about it. I don't want Terry to leave. I'm not booking him a flight out of Charlotte Douglas anytime soon. It wouldn't solve the Malik and Devontae situation, because the cap hit would be around the same. It would be like taking our greatest strength, the backcourt depth, and move, like rebalancing the team. And then at that point, your front court would be Turner, PJ, and Miles, with maybe Biz, maybe Zeller coming back on a one-year deal, short money. Like we saw, like look what Biz did. Like Biz was on a big contract last year, came back on a one-year deal with a pay cut. Zeller could do the same thing. I could see Zeller contributing for a contender as well off the bench. So he may want to do that. I don't know what Zeller's ambitions are. But a front court of like a complete front court. So Hayward, Jalen McDaniels. Those are your options at the three, right? You have PJ Miles, right? And then you toss in Miles Turner with Vernon Carey and Nick Richards. Who knows what we get out of them next year? This is what I'll leave it here with Miles Turner. I don't need to sell anybody on him per se. I will. If I need to create a sales pitch for Miles Turner to come to Charlotte, I will. I'll make a whole PowerPoint presentation if need be. But this guy who's 25 years old, he turned 25 in March. All right. He has 47 games played in the playoffs. 47. It's the perfect balance of youth and experience. And I look at him as a guy who's going to continue to get better. And with him playing with LaMelo, Hayward, Bridges, that's a vibe. I really like that. I really like that setup for him. And he could be a real problem here. And he won't occupy, he'll be freed up to play his game. Right now, he's occupying the same space as Sabonis. He'll be the definitive big here, which then allow PJ and Miles to do their thing on the perimeter. I love PJ's shot is my favorite shot on the team. Give me more of that. If Turner's here and we're able to keep PJ in that deal, that could be the legit emergence, arrival, ascension of 3J with Turner occupying the paint. I love that. I love the idea of that. All right, before I close out, some other names I've seen out there. Nerlens Noel, he's a free agent to be. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. I think Rashawn Holmes will be too expensive. I think Nerlens Noel would be more within our price range. And he's a guy who could run, he could do some rim running, he could protect the rim. And if not, for nothing else, he can be got without giving up anything, which is a dub. And then also, he could be a stopgap. Get us through the year. If he's great, if it works, sign him up again. I thought he played very well for the Knicks. I'm here for it. Another guy I saw on, I think it was a Yahoo that had his name mentioned, was Mason Plumlee. Like, Plumlee was fantastic for that Nuggets team. Not last season, but the season before. As Jokic's backup. Went to Detroit and, you know, never was really, you know. Not checking for the Pistons on a regular basis. Apologies. But his contract is manageable. It's 8.1 this year and 8.5 next year. So it's not terrible. Maybe we can get him on the cheap. Pistons, I'm sure we'll take some picks for him to make it work. But he's a lob threat. He can get a bucket too. Like, Mason Plumlee wouldn't be terrible either. So there are some options if the Miles Turner or whomever the perfect center would be for the Hornets. And which is a good thing, because hopefully it means the Hornets won't be forced into a deal they may not necessarily want to make. You know, they have some leverage. Because, you know, I said this before and on my YouTube or on this podcast, saying like, hey, if we just run it back with the exact same team and we're healthy, this is an 8 seed. So like, the need to do something is there. But if they did nothing, I still think, and we're able to remain healthy, this team will still be very good next year. It's just, I think, a question of like, how high are the ambitions with the squad and the front office? You know, Borrego is a lame duck coach. Who knows? I'm sure he'd be pushing for a major acquisition this year. Kupchak's talked about how this team needs to get better. The roster needs more talent. So we'll see. I feel confident that the Hornets will do something. Not anytime soon. Obviously, Kupchak said teams probably won't make any trades during the playoffs because you're limiting the amount of teams you can trade with because of the teams still remaining in the playoffs. And also, for the lottery teams, they got to see where they fall. June 22nd? Yeah, June 22nd is the draft lottery. So, that point, it could be game on. Trade City, who knows? Maybe we can get involved, maybe not. Probably not. Not going to get my hopes up too high. But, hey, time will tell. Thank you so much for listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I've been Sam. You've been great. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.